I'll read from three short passages. Matthew 5, chapter 3, or Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. From Isaiah 57. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And then from Luke chapter 5. When Jesus had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And when they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Let's pray. Father, we see a balance between your holiness, that we can't approach you, but then you have grace and forgiveness on us, that Jesus has died for us so we can approach you. Lord, help us to make that balance correct in our life, that we fear you and we consider you holy, but we pray and we ask for forgiveness of our sins, and those sins that we sin every day, and Lord, guide us in your forgiveness to understand your holiness. Amen.